This year was the 9th annual Granite State Comic Con, or Granite Con, as it's sometimes called, and it was the biggest year yet, or so I hear, because before this year, I had never heard of it. I had also never been to a con before, so I decided to go, in costume, dressed up as intrepid journalist and adventurer Tintin. And no, for those wondering, I did not bring my trusty white terrier.
My name is Brett Parker, and I'm one of the owners of Double Midnight Comics in Manchester, New Hampshire. And my company is who also does the Granite State Comic Con.
Double Midnight Comics has been selling comics in Manchester for 10 years. This past year, they had record profits, and they were even nominated for the Mayor's Small Business Award in the growth category.
So it's the brothers Prue, Chris, and Scott, and myself. We've been lifetime friends and comic fans, and we definitely felt like there was a need for a comic store in the area.
They started their first con just a year after the store opened, and suffice it to say, it was very small. In fact, it stayed that way for much of the past 5 years, mainly because of the recession. Jason Casey is a pop culture artist and the assistant manager at Harrison's Comics in the Mall of New Hampshire. He says, during the recession, people had just enough money to pay the con's ticket price, and once they were in, they didn't buy much. But for him, booking a table at the con was more about connecting with the local artist scene than making a buck.
Over the last 5 years, I've come to know so many artists that go to these shows that we're like a family now. So I don't even care about money so much as just being with them and like going to the post-dinner parties and stuff.
Granite Con had already beaten last year's turnout record in the first hour it was open, from about 1,200 total fans to about 2,500. Double Midnight co-owner Chris Prue says it's very likely their one-day event will be extended to 2 days, and they expect to see even more attendees like me, who have never attended a con before.
Hi, what's your name?
Dan Pelletier.
And what brings you here today?
Granite State Comic Con. It's my first time at a Comic Con. Nice and local. Yeah, I came just to kind of check it all out, take it all in. I picked up some comics, some graphic novels, met some artists, chatted with the fellow people dressed up as their favorite characters.
And what are you dressed as today?
I am dressed as Captain Hammer from Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog. It's gotten a lot of actually, I got a compliment from Joe Hill, son of Stephen King. When I walked into the panel, he was like, oh my god, I just watched that movie yesterday with my kids for the first time. I'm like, that's awesome.
Jason Casey has a few ideas about the sudden rise in popularity of cons.
At least 30% of the people that come in are coming in for our Walking Dead graphic novels because we got them pointed right in the hallway. And we get people who are fans of the show who have never even read a comic book before. I mean, I actually had to show them how to read it, you know, go to panel, left to right, just like a book. And it's fascinating to meet people who are like in their 30s who've never even read like an Archie book. But it's great.
Brett Parker agrees that film and television adaptations are a huge factor in bringing comics to the mainstream. But he says it goes back even further.
The more the world is recognizing comics as something that's cool, which is pretty much since Spider-Man 1, when that came out, people kind of really took notice, oh, that is a legitimate comic book movie. And again, that's when we first opened, so we've been kind of riding that wave of popularity through Iron Man, and I don't need to say Avengers. It's like free advertising.
And for con organizers, that free advertising is money in the bank. For word of mouth, dressed up as intrepid journalist and adventurer Tintin, I'm Ryan Lessard.